As the pshat is, my time come, and Mishnah is saying a reason. My time, what's the reason? Nishpach al ritzpa, the dam spills directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. The yosfa, then you gather it together again, ain't toin kibbus. What's the reason why it's not toin kibbus? The reason is, the fishain toin kibbus al adam, shineskabo bekli. There's only a din kibbus when the dam first had a kabola bekli, and also the royal azi has to be fit to make as weak as a dam with this. Bashen can hear with the dam still directly onto the rispa. It's not fit to make as weak as Adam. There's no mitzvah kibbutz. Then the Mishnah says, Royi Lazo. So when it says, Lemute Mai, what does the context called? What do you mean, Royi Lazo? So when it says, Lemute Kibbo Pochos Mechdei Haziya Bechli Zeh, Pochos Mechdei Haziya Bechli Zeh. Like even though you made a good Kabbalah, there was no psul. The dam came directly from the neck of the animal into the kli, but you were not mekabel in one kli or shir kadeh hazia. But you had a first in mekabel in each one separately. Rashi says b'chaz of iruv, and then you mix the two together. The tanya was learned like this: Rabbi Chalafta b'ashol aimer, kiddush pochus mechdeh hazia b'chlizer, or pochus mechdeh hazia b'chlizer. Is no kiddush. There's no kiddush over here. So Rashi said this halacha of Rabbi Chalafto is talking about the mechatis when you pour the ash of the poor aduma into the water. It says if you kiddush small amount than kedei hazor in one kli and then a cent in another kli, it's no kiddush. Rashi says the boy, kiddush, like we'll soon explain why. And iboylu, I have a question now. The dam mal will be the locha by dam. When you make a Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli, and in each Kli you make less than a shear of Kidei's Rika, will be the Locha. Hilchos Sehi, is this a Locha by the Pora Duma or the Mechatis, like a Locha Moshe Sinai? And therefore, Mirkos Alegamrinim, we cannot learn out Dam, the Kabbalah Saddam, from the Pasha of Mechatis, or Duma may be, Hosra, my time, what's the reason why by Mechatis? You have to have a complete, like a Kidei Hezia, in one Kais. The Yechzik was the Pesach says, V'tovo b'mayim. So mainly you have to make a tefillah b'mayim, meaning there has to be a shir, kidei haziyo. Rashi midi karinam b'mayim, v'loi karinam b'mayim, mashma b'mayim aniskor l'malo, lini kiddush, she b'shas kiddush, shir tefillah. B'shas kiddush, b'shas you're putting the ashes of the paradum into the mayim, it has to be mayim enough, that has a shir of kidei haziyo. So maybe Ochinam here also is exhaustive. See, it says, V'tovo b'adam, the Kohen has to be tovo b'adam, es etzbo, it's put his etzpa into the dam. So v'dashrim b'adam means she b'adam arishon, she etzfilo mitchilos, Rashi says. So maybe here also is exhaustive. There has to be enough kabbalos adam right away that you can make a shear of tfilo there to put your hands inside it. Says the Shailah. If you make a small kabbalah than another kabbalah, could you mix the two together or not? So Toshma coming here. The Omer Reb Zerikom, Omer Reb Lozo, Af, the Dam Lo Kiddush, Enechanami, Sarikzeh Asakosiv, even by Dam also it applies. It's not Tam Alokhul Moshe Sinai, but Sarikzeh Asakosiv. Is Af, the Dam Lo Kiddush. So what do you mean by Dam? If you have a Kabbalah, Tochus Mikidei Zeriko, and then another Kabbalah, it's no good. Omer Reb Lozo says like this. Tanya will learn the rights like this. The Tzobah, the Pesach says, he has to dip his hands into the dam. For loy misvug, and not that he could use a svug, he can't use a sponge. To just, Rashi says, mekanech b'shulei kli, or the voice just to like wipe off the bottom part of the leftover dam. That's no good. Then we dash in the Pesach says, badam, we dash in ashiyeh b'dam, shiat filah mi'koroi. At the beginning, when you make the Kabbalah Saddam, you have to make sure there's a shear in the kli. There's a shear Kabbalah. That's v'tovah b'adam. B'adam means there should be a shear. There should be a good Kabbalah. And it says v'tovah etbo b'adam. Then we dash in. Min ha'dam, the Pesach says, means min ha'dam shebinyin. That's me from the dam that we're talking about. And we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says, midam o b'minyin. Tefillah she'izim imenu rishayna yazes kulam. That you should make the whole hazor. And then when you make the second one, you have to dip your hands in a second time. We'll soon see that the Shirayim are no good. We'll soon see what that means. So there are three drushes here. So Gemara says, we need them. Yitzrach, the Mikhtu, Badam. The Pesach has to say, Badam. Dikos Racham Mona V'Tovav Tov, where it just said V'Tovav, the conjured if his hand in. Having me now, we're thought to say, Afapi Delek Kashir Tfila Mikoroi, even though there was no good Kabbalah, even though at the beginning there was not a sheer dam in the Kli, so what? Later he could pour one into another, and later it should be kosher. Kamash Lano Kos Racham Mona Badam, the Vishas Kabbalah Sadam, there has to be a sheer in the Kli. Navi Kosar Rachmona Badan, of course, it also would have just said the word Badon. Avi Minai would have thought to say, Afilu Bisvag, that when you dip, when you put your hands in, you don't have to put your hands into the wet water, the wet dam. You can even like scrape off the dam from the sides of the Kli, with a Sfug, like scraping it off from the sides, and that's no good. Kosar Rachmona Torah writes, Vitoval Minadam, Vitoval, meaning you have to be able to, the Kohen has to put his hands into the dam, at Fila. Means you have to dip your hands into the blood and not to scrape the blood off the sides. Then we dash in that min hadom. So dash means shebinyan, what we're talking about. Again, the pasuk says, V'toval ha-kohen et zboi min hadom. She put his hands into the dam. Then it says, min hadom yitin ha-kohen. So dash in the words, dom, badom. And now we're dashing min hadom. What does the pasuk mean to say? V'tovel ha-kohen et zboi min hadom. So it means to say, shebinyan, what we're talking about. So lemutei mai, amarov lemutei shirayim shebet zboi. The leftover, what's on your hand, you cannot use over a second time. That's the chiddush over here. That every hazor, you have to like put your hands inside another tefillah. You can't use the leftover dam on your hands to make a second hazor with it. So Gemara says, Misayil Reb Lozer. It's a riot for Reb Lozer. The Yom Reb Lozer, Shirayim Shevitz Bo Psulim. If you make hazor, the leftover dam on your hand is possible to use. You can't use it anymore. Yes, now the Gemara says, O Malay Rovin, Ba Rav Ado, so the Rov, the gift should be that Talmidcho, yes, Ravin Ba Ravin, that Rov, that your Talmud is saying over, Omer Rav Amram is saying over, that Rav Amram is saying like this, that Tanina, we learned, Ho your Mazah, the Kohen was Mazah making that Zor. Venitzo hazor miyodoi, and while he's making the hazor, some blood spritzed off. Sachele hizo, before he finished making the hazor, toin kibbus, while he's going to make the hazor, any dam that falls off, it's royal hazor, it's toin kibbus. If it falls on a beggar, you have to wash off the beggar. But mishehizo, once the dam went on the mizbech, like once you start to make this recall, ain't toin kibbus, that like the leftover dam on your hands, is not toin kibbus anymore. So my love doesn't mean like this. Okay, comma. Actually, goma milhazois toin kibbus, but misha goma lahazois ain't toin kibbus. So chur mashmo that kolzman you didn't finish making dazom, any leftover dam on your hands is still fit to be used. Therefore, there will be a din toin kibbus. So not like we said before. Tomorrow says, look, it's not the pshat. Okay, comma. Actually, yotzazom miyoder toin kibbus before the dam leaves your hand. It's called royal azor, then it's toin kibbus. But mishiyotus azor miyodai, once the dam leaves your hand, ain't toin kibbus. Meaning, even though you have leftover dam on your hand, but the leftover dam is not fit to be used. For a zriko, it's post, like we said before, therefore if that dam falls on a beggar, it's not toin kibbus. It's not toin kibbus. Eisrei Abaye, Abaye asked the question, it says, gomim al hazois, when the official is making all the azois, then mekanech yodah begufa shaparo. Then he wipes his hands on the paraduma. But mashmoni, when he finishes all the azois, gomer in le gomer leva, before he finishes all of them, even though he has to make another tefillah, he doesn't have to wipe off his hands. That's mashmoni, the shirayim, the leftover dam on his hand, could be used. Omle, he said back to him, gomer mekanech yodah begufa shapar nechnami. When he finishes doing all the azois by the paraduma, then he wipes his hands on the paraduma. Because even the dam should also be burnt. But like Gomar, if he didn't finish making all the azois, he still has to make more. We do not let him wipe his hands on the poro, because we're afraid maybe some hair will get stuck on his hand and it'll get mixed up with the dam. So then we say, Mekanech etzbo, he has to only wash his, wipe off his finger that he's making the zrika with. So Bishta Gomar Mekanech Yodah Begufa Shapar, it's good. He wipes his hands on the poro, Dumashinema, Vesarfas Aporo Leinok, he has to burn the poro. You burned the dam on it also, very good. Ela et bo b'mayim kaneach. Now that you're saying when you finished eat hazor, you have to wipe off your hand, on what does he wipe off his hand? So Rabbi says, b'sras mizrak, on the side of the mizrak. Plus on the edge of the bowl that he's using. Because the pasuk says, kippur rezov, mashma cleans you. So they wipe the hands on the kippur rezov, on the mizrak. Zenech nami, the shirayim left over on his hand, this pasuk can't use it again. So therefore you have to each hazor, at each time he spritzes, with the Adam, he has to wipe off his hand. So Nechanami, as we said before, Hazor is Psula. The Shirayim is Psula. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. We are holding on the Tzadik Gimel on the base, on the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nitzei Zala Or. Let's say again, the dam from a Korban Chatis, if it goes on top of a beged we had before, there's a mitzvah to wash that beged. What's going to be if the dam spritzes on top of skin? So it depends. Actually, hufshat, before the skin was taken off the animal, it was still on the korban, and it's on kibbutz, then you do not have to wash off that dam on the skin. But misha hufshat, once you already skinned the animal, and now the dam goes on the skin, toying kibbutz, you have to wash the skin. Different Rabbi Yehuda, this is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, no, af mi shehufshat, ain't a toin kibbutz. Even after you skin the animal, take off the skin, still when the dam comes upon the skin, it's not toin kibbutz. Now the Mishnah Mr. Gisha should be, ain't a toin kibbutz el mokam adam. Even when there's a mitzvah to wash off the beged, when the dam comes on the beged, you only have to wash off that place where the dam is. V'dovish shiroi l'kabotum, it has to be on the beged that's fit to be mekabotumah. And v'roi l'kibbutz, it has to be upon a type of a clothing that's fit to wash. It has to be a bar kibbutz. Now the Mishnah says, echad ha-beged, whether it's a clothing, v'echad ha-sak, whether it's a sack, v'echad or whether it's a skin, tunin kibbutz, all these things need kibbutz if dam comes upon them. V'ha-kibbutz u'mokam kodesh. When you wash it, you have to wash it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. O'shriras klicheres b'mokam kodesh. That is Allah also in the parasha. When you cook up kochim in a kli cheres, so you can't kasha the kli, you have to break it. So by breaking the kli cheres, also you have to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Hu'adin amriku shtifa, the kli nechoshes. That is the law if you cook up the kochim in a metal pot, that you could kasha the pot, but you have to make a special muriku shtifa, you have to wash it all specially. So that special type of washing, also the makam kodesh, that has to be done dafki in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the chumrah about kibbutz, about the special loch of a chatis over the rest of kodshei kadoshim. Now the Gemara says, "Minoha nemili, how do we know these yisoides and on what type of a beged is it toyin kibbutz? If the dam of the korban chatis falls upon a beged, that you have to wash off the beged." The Tana Rabbanan wrote like this. The pasuk says, "Beged, the dam goes on a beged." Same the yellow beged, it's only clothing that you wear. Minayin the rabbis or mishuvshet. I don't know even skin after you skin it. It's also called a beged that's torn kibbutz. Talmudim the pasuk says asher yazir leon tichabis. Mash anything that the dam goes upon, you have to wash it off. If so, Yochel would have thought to say sheni mava come to include also or actually huvshet skin even before it's taken off the animal. Talmudim, no, the pasuk says beged. It has to be a beged. What's the pshat? Ma beged a roi l'kabel tumah. I've called a roi l'kabel tumah. It has to be something that's fit l'kabel tumah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So that's pshat na mishnah. That has to be fit l'kabel tumah. That's only after the skin was skinned. But before that it's not fit to be kabel tumah, it wouldn't be a din kibbutz. Rabbi Lezer says beged. The pasuk says beged. Is ainly yellow beged, adash no, he means a beged. Minayin the rabbi sack, how do we know even a sack that's usually made from the hair of goat? Or else for